In the realm of backroom politics, state redistricting committees rank high on the list. WNYC's Nancy Solomon reports that's especially true in New Jersey.
When Jesse Burns of the League of Women Voters first heard who had been appointed to the commission that will redraw the boundaries of New Jersey's legislative districts, she felt like she'd been kicked in the stomach.
Like, oh, great. I've been trying so hard, and this is what this boils down to.
The commission meets every 10 years to draw a new map utilizing data from the U.S. Census. It's made up of 10 appointees, 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. This time around, all of them have direct ties to the most influential party machines in the state. Burns also coordinates Fair Districts New Jersey, which has been working for years to move the redistricting process from behind closed doors into the open.
There's no ordinary voter in this state that would look at who was appointed, why, and what political string they're tied to and say, yes, that process seems like that accurately represents my best interests.
The Democrats have allies of South Jersey boss George Norcross and representatives of the Essex, Hudson, and Bergen County organizations in the north. The Fair Districts Coalition is also upset there's only one woman and not a single member who's Latinx. Patricia Campos Medina of Latinas United for Political Empowerment has long fought for more political representation.
Now, they know where our growth is, and they want to control where to put those voters.
Although they make up 20% of the New Jersey population, only 9% of the state legislature is Latinx.
And I think that the fact that they haven't even reached out to figure out how they're going to have these conversations with Latino leaders is just very disappointing.
Campos Medina says the redrawing of legislative district maps is key to better representation because minority voters can be split up between districts, diluting their political power. She says she feels let down by Governor Phil Murphy, a progressive who initially fought how the commission would be chosen and then seemingly gave up.
It's just baffling. So the disappointment is more of a realization that the governor that we thought was a progressive and somebody who will go against a system that excludes our voices became an insider.
I acknowledge and take the question and the point.
Murphy was asked about representation at a recent press briefing. He noted the chief of staff of the commission is a Latina.
And that represents a significant step in the right direction as it relates to diversity.
But the chief of staff doesn't cast a vote. In 2018, activists fought a bill in the state legislature that would have given Senate President Steve Sweeney more power in the commission appointments. Sue Altman of New Jersey Working Families Alliance was part of that opposition, and she's dismayed that Sweeney has now been appointed to the commission himself.
The reason redistricting is such a weapon is because the Senate president can now, in addition to all these other powers that he has over legislators, use it as a carrot or stick. And so if you're redrawing a map, you can create a map that squeezes out a mischievous legislator that you'd rather not have in your caucus.
There is a means to cut through the partisan quagmire presented by the commission's makeup. The Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court appoints an ostensibly nonpartisan 11th member who serves as the tiebreaker. Former Attorney General John Farmer was the lawyer to the tiebreaker in 2011 and also served as the tiebreaker in congressional redistricting. He says the New Jersey system is better than many states where the party in control of the legislature redraws the map. But Jersey still needs reform.
I would prohibit sitting members of the legislature from being commissioners. They obviously have a conflict of interest, and they'll be serving to trying to protect their own seats as well as draw the map for the state.
Farmer agrees that the lack of women and people of color on the commission is a serious problem that can't be fixed this time around. But, Farmer says, the Chief Justice could pick a woman of color to be the tiebreaker. That would bring at least some representation after the horses are already out of the barn. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.